AD News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Today on Capitol Hill.
These trends give me hope.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says numbers of coronavirus cases and deaths continue to drop. At a Senate hearing, Walensky says virus variants could set back the effort. Dr. Anthony Fauci is also optimistic.
I feel confident that if we continue to vaccinate people at the rate that we're doing, that we will very soon have a situation where we will have so few infections in this country, we will begin to return to the normality that all of us desire so much.
A government immunologist is continuing her crusade to convince Americans coronavirus vaccines are safe. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
About 58% of American adults have received at least one shot. An AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds about one in five definitely or probably will not be vaccinated, amid worries about how the vaccines were tested and their side effects. Dr. Kazmikia Corbett at the National Institutes of Health says the government dropped the ball.
Really, we should have started the conversations very early about what went into it.
And says she wants to overcome distrust in science by explaining it in understandable terms. The vaccines didn't just suddenly appear.
We've worked our butts off for the last 6 years.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
There were new Israeli airstrikes in Gaza today. Militants barrage southern Israel with hundreds of rockets. Deaths are reported on both sides. Egypt is trying to broker a ceasefire, but the cycle of violence is gaining momentum. Russia is denying involvement in the cyber attack that shut down the Colonial Fuel pipeline. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com says some places in the South are running out of gasoline.
North Carolina, 5.1% of stations without fuel. In Florida, the number has risen.
Two sheriff's deputies have been killed in Central Texas. This is AP News. This was not your normal animal control call.
West Side Patrol got a call about a Bengal tiger in the front yard of a house.
This was in Houston. Victor Hugo Cuevas is free on bond from a murder charge and was returned to custody after neighbors found a pet tiger wandering around a Houston neighborhood. This is Houston Police Commander Ron Borza.
The owner of the tiger took the tiger back in to the residence. When HPD showed up, The owner put the tiger in a white SUV and drove off from the scene. There was a brief pursuit.
Cuevas is charged with murder in a 2017 fatal shooting. His attorney is Michael Elliott.
They just assumed, because my client was the one who caught this tiger, who went out and got it, brought it back into safety, everyone just assuming that he's the owner of the tiger, that it's his tiger.
Police say the tiger's whereabouts are not known. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.